This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
So in terms of building through the draft, I think what's key is, one, knowing what scheme you're running and finding players that fit.
That's the Chicago Bears back on the clock and ready to select.
With the 71st pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Velus Jones, wide receiver, Tennessee.
We're broadcasting live through the Hyundai Studios. It is Anthony Heron, Layla Rahimi in for Spiegel and Holmes. And that's just one pick that Ant, you and I went through out of the past three drafts that Ryan Poles has had, where he drafted two punters and no starting or at least first backup center, a guy who ended up being a center because he was a second backup. And the point is, we ask, are we asking too much of Ryan Poles, knowing what we've seen so far, to say in this draft, and even from after what we've heard from him today at the Combine, you're asking for him to have the best draft ever and the best offseason ever in order to get this to work? It is easy to say, oh, all you need are excellent offensive and defensive linemen, except we've been saying it for several years.
Yeah,
we've got one whose traits matches tape. And that's Darnell Wright.
Bona fide player.
Right. On the defensive side, you have one you traded for and gave up draft capital to get and extend in Montez Sweat, and had a wonderful season the year before.
Had a wonderful half a season here in Chicago. Yeah, and the season as a whole. Led two different teams in sacks.
But, unfortunately, is a player where you also have to wonder about how many snaps they're going to get per game.
Yeah.
And then you hear Ryan Poles say today, Anthony Heron, that in order for somebody on the outside to be effective, you need somebody on the inside to be effective. And then that's when I bring up, unfortunately, the projects of Jarvon Dexter and Zach Pickens, who was a healthy scratch the game after he actually showed us something.
Wasn't even dressing at the end of the season.
And that's what inspired us to go through each draft pick a couple months ago and have conversation about it.
Right.
So when you think about what we're asking of him, even with a fresh set of eyes and a new staff and Ben Johnson and having all those people to help, is it too much of an ask at once? They've got four picks in what, the top 72? They've got capital to work with here.
Yeah.
They've got the fourth most money in the NFL under the salary cap. But are we asking too much of a guy who's really wants to reinvent the wheel when I don't know that he knows where the wheels are at right now?
It's screeching behind him as he addresses the media, is my thought. But I think that it is a big ask, and it would be the biggest offseason that Ryan Poles has pulled off so far if he's able to accumulate productive talent here, not just, you know, guys with physical traits that are able to, you know, showcase a flash here or there. Jarvon Dexter certainly flashed in year two, more so early in the season than later. But, I mean, there's a lot of question that's there. I mean, I think even Roma Dunze, I'm in wait-and-see mode for year two of what Roma Dunze can show and can become with Ben Johnson as his head coach and offensive play caller by comparison to what he was dealt last season. So, there's not enough tangible evidence. I think it's a great question, and there's not enough tangible evidence from last season to feel like Ryan Poles is surefire going to be able to pull it off for this season. Now, what is that balance between what we hope will be enhanced schematics and more determined coaching that's honed in on the details, not just for the quarterback, but the expectation that they're there for everyone on this roster on a daily basis? That can go a long way in enhancing the legitimate production, the improvement of what this team can be, because it does feel like there's talent here to work with. That secondary that Dennis Allen will have a chance to work with, those receivers that Ben Johnson and others and Antoine Randle will have a chance to work with, feels like there's talent here to try and mold.
Yeah, to me, I just have to be realistic about what we've seen so far. And again, that's the stuff where if you do hit, if you have the offseason that Bears fans hope you to have, then you're far and away worthy of an extension.
Mm-hmm.
But given what we've seen, you know, you've already drafted two punters. How many people have you had to cut? It's just, I think it's a bigger ask than what we realize. And that's where I sit with it. We have a lot of time to talk about it between now and then. But on the day where they're talking for the first time since Ben Johnson was hired, it's worth bringing up. I haven't even asked the other question. Are you guys going to do those games you did with everybody? You know, the darts and the cards or whatever it was, or the shuffleboard. Yeah. Matt Eberflus was real big into those and talked about the meaning of evaluating people based on those. How are those doing? I need somebody to find out. You know who can for us?
Who's that?
Jason Leisure, who's coming up later in the show, too. So like he'll be on at 4, just as a reminder to you guys. Mark Grody is on at 5.
Got me in for that, too. I'll stick around.
Yeah, I hope you do stick around, Anthony, here, and I think that would be great. Ben Johnson had a lot of things to say at the Combine earlier today.
A lot that I liked hearing as well. I was impressed.
He gave us details. He gave us information. And he talked about some really important points that he made about Caleb Williams. We want to do that next. Anthony Heron, Leila Rahimi in for Spiegel and Holmes on The Score.